followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? I want to go back in the chapter, some previous verses. There's a story that starts at about verse number 16. But I want us to focus on this morning, just for a minute, on that verse 23. His disciples followed him. It was in all of Scripture, there were a lot of people that came to where the Lord was. May have even needed things from the Lord. Some even got healing from the Lord. But it was his true disciples, his real disciples, that followed him. Many followed him. The Bible said, because they heard of the bread and the loaves. They followed him for the blessings that were coming. But when it came to some of the other aspects, they weren't so sure that they wanted to follow the Lord. Now, in this chapter, we can look and see in verse number 16, when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that many is quite a few. There's a lot of people came. A lot of people came. But when it was over with, his disciples followed him. A lot of people came. Many that were possessed with devils. I mean, you think about that. When the Bible says they brought unto him many, the people that were bringing them, that word brought means to bring forth tenderly. I mean, these people, they felt certainly sorry for the people that was in the condition they were in. And they brought them as tenderly as they knew how to the Lord for help. And our Lord was never one to turn anybody away, by the way. I've known a lot of people that have made this statement or even thought this thought. He wouldn't want me. He wouldn't forgive me for what I've done. I've been too bad. But there's never been anybody that Jesus sent away. So they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. I mean, very vexed. And he cast out, is what the Bible said. He cast them out. He cast out the spirits with his word. Now, in looking at this, it means that he actually thrust them out, as to throw them out. He has made them to leave. It's like throwing somebody out of the house physically. And with his word, and our Lord, every part of his mind, his spirit, and his tongue, are you listening to me? His very words was centered and concentrated. His mind wasn't somewhere else when he was doing this. His mind wasn't on being hungry. His mind wasn't on being thirsty. His mind wasn't even on his disciples. His mind was on those people and their need and the devils that must be thrust out. And I learned something in studying this, that any time that you and I are going to do anything from the Lord, even our mind must be focused and locked in to what we're doing, to what we're thinking about doing, and the exercise that we are doing spiritually. Amen? I mean, we can't do anything half-hearted and half-minded. We have to mean what we're doing. We have to really use our whole soul, whole mind, amen, whole being, to do the things that we do, even if we're bringing somebody to the Lord. So our Lord cast them out with His Word, which is the most powerful thing on the earth, amen. He defeated Satan with His Word, did He not? Every victory that's ever been won has been won by the Word. Amen. Our Lord and His Word healed all that were sick. Every one of them. There were many that came, don't know the number, but He healed all that were sick. Physically sick or mentally sick. And listen, we've got more mentally sick people today. And the world's just trying to, you know, excuse it as lifestyles. And so there's a mental problem. There's a spiritual sickness that's going on. Are you listening to me? More people possessed with the spirits of demon than anything else in the world today. You may think this little old preacher's crazy, but I'm going to tell you something. I believe that with all of my heart. I mean, there's nothing that can drive this much perversion and make so many people ignorant of just basically what's right. I mean, basic things that's right and wrong, amen, that they cannot discern. But hey, the devil has got he's behind that, amen. There's a lot of spiritual sickness, a lot of demonic activity that's taking place today. That is what holds people in sin. That's what wants to keep people from coming to Jesus. That is the very thing that will mock God, that will laugh at God, laugh at the Lord, mock His Word and say it's untrue. So many things. It is that spiritual darkness that we war against. Amen, in these last days. But our Lord focused on it with His Word. Amen. And healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled. See, our Lord had prophecy to fulfill. He was bound by His own word to do this. If our Lord had not come and opened blinded eyes and raised the dead and healed the sick, are you listening? He could not have fulfilled scriptures in the Old Testament of who He was. So He was bound by His own word to do this. And He was bound to do it. Amen. I like when the Lord shows up on the scene bound to do what He's going to do. And the Bible said that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah. The prophet saying, look at this, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. He took it all upon Him. Listen, when He healed those people, He took their sickness upon Him. He took our sin upon Him at the cross. He bore it all. Amen. That's why he could heal them. He could take it from them. He could take their blindness away. Amen. He was going to bear it all at the cross. That's where it was nailed. Amen. He nailed it to his cross. He took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now, when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side. Not to depart from him, but to depart to the other side. The Bible says a certain scribe came. A certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. This man is, like a lot of people, an emotional hearer. He sees all that's going on. Are you listening to me? He sees Christ very attractive at this point, the burden bearer. He's the one that heals the sick. He's the one that casts out devils. Amen. He's the Christ that heals those that are possessed. But when the Bible says a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. That a certain scribe, it means a different kind. The other disciples didn't know him. They didn't know him. He said he'd follow Jesus anywhere he'd go. But he was a different kind. He was one of them like that little old woman that followed Paul. These men are the servants of the Most High God. But she was full of devils. She was a different kind. A very religious kind. There are those, listen, that they say it with their mouth. Jesus even said, this people honoreth me with their mouth and lips, but their heart is far from me. See, there was a great multitude coming. All of a sudden, this certain scribe, this man, he had a job. He was a dedicated writer. Maybe a writer of the scripture. Religious. He called him master. But how many called him master and didn't know him? Jesus said this. He said, many shall say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord. But they don't know him. Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Now, that's what Jesus is asking. That's what Jesus is asking. And it's more than us just saying it. It's doing it. There's a big difference in saying it and doing it. I'll follow thee. Will you? Will you? I heard a preacher recently is talking about when Peter, you remember he had told the Lord, I'll follow you to death. And Jesus said, you're going to deny me thrice this night. And he started out when they first came to take the Lord. He pulled out his sword and swiped a man's ear off. Jesus took that Roman soldier's ear and put it right back up on his head and healed it. But they still took our Lord away and beat him and abused him. Are you listening to me? And where was Peter? He was standing afar off. Then he was warming by the fire. When they said you was with him, he denied it. When they asked, said again, your speech betrayeth thee, he denied it again. And a third time, he denied it and cussed. And said, I don't know the man. And the cock crew, just like Jesus said. But then when Jesus wanted his disciples to follow him, he said, tell them I'll meet them in a certain place and tell Peter. And what was it that he said to Peter? It wasn't, Peter, will you follow me? It was, Peter, do you love me?
Yep.
Peter, do you love me? Three times he made him ask. Peter, do you love me?
Yep.
Lord, thou knowest. Feed my sheep. If you really love him, everything else you'll do for him.
Amen.
You'll follow him.
That's right.
You'll feed his sheep.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen?
You will be right there where Jesus wants you to be.
Right.
You'll be among the fold. Amen?
Amen?
That's what he wanted out of Peter. He wanted Peter to follow, but he wanted Peter to love him.
Right.
Do you love him?
Amen.
The ones that got on the ship, his disciples followed him. Those were the ones that loved him. Many, this disciple, that said, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest, Jesus saith unto him, well, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. You're going to follow me? I don't have a place on this earth to call home. Even the foxes have that. Even the birds have that. And then he said, let me go bury my father first. Let me go do this first, Lord. That's not what he said. You see the excuse he threw up? Well, I can't. I can't follow you. I'll follow you if I can get this done. Then I can follow you. If I can do this, then I can follow you. So many people do that. That's the mistake they made. So many people put him off and say, I've got one thing I need to do. I've got to get this situation took care of first. Then I can do it. Jesus said unto him, follow me and let the dead bury the dead. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. Those were the ones that got. This man could have been a disciple that day, but instead he had an excuse. Even though he said, I'll follow thee wherever you go. He didn't mean that. His heart wasn't in that. Listen, when real salvation gets in our heart, listen, it changes our heart.
Amen.
Then we are willing to follow him.
Amen.
Wherever he goes. Behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea. You know what happened? The story. Jesus calmed the sea, rebuked his disciples. Oh, ye of little faith. He came to another place. Verse 28, he was come to the other side of the country of the Gergesenes. There met him two possessed with devils. This is the same as the other Gospels. The possessed man of the Gadarenes, the Gergesenes, it's the same area. This man in the tombs, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. Nobody went that way. Behold, they cried out, saying, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God?" That wasn't this man. That was the devils in the man. I'm wondering why. See, the Bible says over here in verse 16, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. Why this man wasn't among them? This man was a different case. He's a harder case. Nobody was going to bring him tenderly. According to the scripture, this man, people had tried to bind him with chains, and he broke the chains. He ran around through them tombs naked, cutting himself, screaming in the night, screaming in the day, screaming in the night. And it was the devils that had him. This man was out of his mind. Behold, they cried out, saying, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?" Now let me look at that right there. Them devils know that there's a time coming. "Art thou come to torment us before the time?" What time? The end time. The coming of the Lord time. The time when he's going to put them all in the lake of fire, that time. They said, "Are you come to torment us before the time?" And there was a good way off from them a herd of many swine feeding. So the devil sought him, that saying, "If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine." And he said unto them, "Go." When they were come out, they went into the herd of swine. And behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled and went their ways into the city and told everything and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. Why were those swine keepers not falling at the feet of Jesus? They weren't disciples. They didn't want to follow him. They saw what Jesus had done, but they wasn't going to follow Jesus. There are a lot of people that see others get help, but they're not going to go to the Lord for help for themselves. They really want him away. That's what they wanted. Not more help for themselves. They wanted him away. Because, see, no doubt there was a sin problem going on here. Here you had men over there in that part of the world. They shouldn't have been herding swine. That's a nasty animal. They didn't use them animals for nothing. They didn't eat them. No. God said not to eat them, told them not to eat them. Don't even touch them. They're a nasty animal. Here they are, swine herders. And their swines got full of devil and ran violently and choked themselves. And what do? They run back into the town and tell everybody. He's messed up our sin market. They told them everything. What was fallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they were glad. No, they besought him that he would depart out of their coast. You read the other gospels. That man was sitting, clothed, and in his right mind. At the feet of Jesus. And he wanted to follow Jesus. You see, somebody that really gets something from the Lord, they will follow him. Right. This man was the worst of the worst. He didn't even come with the others possessed with devils. He was so bad. But the Lord went to him. And when Jesus came into his life, it changed him. He was a new creature, Brother Danny. He was a different man, inside and outside. But Jesus said, you go home and you tell your family what great things the Lord hath done for thee. That was going to be his way of following the Lord, to go back to his home and be a witness to all them around. Look what Jesus did for me. You know my life. You know where I was. You know where I've been. I can't even tell you the many days where I've been exactly. His mind had been gone. He'd been overtaken. But disciples followed him. His disciples followed him. Are you going to follow him? You going to follow him? He came by this week. Listen, he came by. Are you going to follow him? I want you to stand there.